Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Please tell us what you have heard about it.
So there is essentially, Tom, a scam that involves the robbery and what we termed as sextortion of people that think they're hiring an escort service for a date, and I'll put that in quotes, the word date. What they think they're doing is patronizing a prostitute, and they show up at usually a hotel or a motel, and then they become the victim of a robbery. That's the main thing that we've been investigating. It's a small group of people, we think, that is orchestrating these crimes, some young men with the assistance of some very young women. And while these victims of the crime should not be patronizing prostitutes, of course, that's still illegal in New York. Obviously, a more serious crime is a robbery, which would involve oftentimes guns or knives. And, you know, that can turn even worse, where it can turn into somebody getting hurt or killed, God forbid.
You mentioned that those who are patronizing prostitutes are technically committing a crime. How much of a factor is that in some of the victims not coming forward as of yet?
Yeah, I'm sure it's a factor. You know, they're nervous about being prosecuted. And part of my message is that, you know, we oftentimes give people immunity for, lower level crimes when we can prosecute a more serious crime. And that would apply to this case. Pretty typically, the patronizing a prostitute is an A misdemeanor in New York. The robberies could be, B violent or C violent felonies. And, you know, if someone gets hurt or killed, it's even worse. And so, we will give people immunity to prosecute these cases. I understand that the victims are reluctant in that regard. They're also reluctant because I'm sure they're embarrassed. And, you know, oftentimes they will cooperate in the front end of an investigation, and then they will refuse to continue moving forward. But I'm encouraging people to come forward and help us so that somebody doesn't get hurt or worse.
About how many people have come forward?
At this point, it's between 5 and 10. Let me put it that way.
And when a person becomes a victim of this, what exactly is happening to them?
Well, they show up at a hotel. They think they're there for a date, and they are next confronted by a group of young men who either use a gun or a knife and threaten to hurt them or kill them if they don't give them money. And, you know, that's typically what happens. There was one situation where there was what we call unlawful surveillance, where a man was in a compromised position, thought that he was there for, again, I'll say a date, and he was essentially naked and being videotaped without his permission or consent. And then he was threatened that if he didn't give them his money, that they would expose him, you know, in social media. So there are different things that are going on. Usually it's the robberies or attempted robberies, but that unlawful surveillance is also something we've seen.
And at the top, you mentioned that arranging for a date with an escort, patronizing a prostitute. It is technically illegal, but this is really risky business, even if you're not caught.
Yeah, it's very risky business. And I mean, you know, I would love to be able to convince people not to engage in it at all. I think that would be naive. So at the very least, I think it's my responsibility to let people know how risky it is and that they're putting themselves in real jeopardy. And, you know, we don't want anybody getting hurt or killed. And that's definitely a possibility with what we've seen taking place here.
If they are a victim of this, how do they contact you?
So they can contact our office directly. We have the we have a special victims bureau that's handling these kinds of cases. We have lawyers as well as victim advocates who are specifically trained to handle these kinds of cases. They can call us at 716-858-2400, or they can also call their local police agency. You know, if it happens in the town of Hamburg or Lancaster, which is where we've seen some of it, they can call the local police departments.